bid rigging. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. A $5 million scam over 20 years and 7 suspects may not seem like much, unless it's your $47,000 stamp collection that sold for just $26,000. That's what the Attorneys General of New York, Maryland, and California say was happening. Before a major auction, 7 big stamp dealers would decide who would go after certain lots. The other 6 wouldn't bid and would be paid by the winner, who was able to buy the stamps without as much competition. The victims include not only the owners of the stamps, but most of the major stamp auction houses in the U.S. who didn't earn as much in commissions. Catalog values may have been affected too, and the hobby will be shaken. Stamp auctions are a $150 million a year business in the U.S. Ironically, one of the alleged scammers, a well-known name in philately, has an ad running right now in stamp newspapers. Afraid you won't get your money's worth for your stamp collection? Well, yes. And that's Stamp Collecting this week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.